Okay. Erev Tov. Okay, today is the 22nd of Tammuz. Today is the yard site of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender. It's one of the most important mashpiyim in Breslov, Bali Masora in Breslov, the last generation or two, a direct descendant Rebbe to Talmud, going back all the way to Rav Nachman. He was considered the Baal Masora. He actually lived in Uman, and then spent many years in Takshent, and came to Eretz Israel, and was the backbone of Kehilas Breslov before it was cool. I mean, it was always cool, but it was before it went mainstream. Before Rabbeinu was signed to a major record label, Rav Levi Yitzchak Bender, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, was, say, the primary mashpia in Eretz Israel. I guess I just share a nugget or two about Rav Levi Yitzchak. Leilui Nishmaso, and also Leilui Nishmasenu, for our own elevation of our soul. Pasuk in Tehillim that Rabbeinu quotes, and that Rav Nosson brings over and over and over again, Hadjicheini ba'amitecha, we ask Hashem to be madrith us, to direct us in the pathway of your truth. So Levi Yitzchak Bender would say, Daika, it's ba'amitecha daika. The pathway of your truth. This is for you. I like this one. Because every kolacharim, I met shalom. Every person with their own MS. Each one of us approaches the challenges of life and the questions of life and our choices from our own vantage point and have our own take on what's true and what's real and what's right in that moment, and it's totally subjective. So even our approach to objectivity and truth, TM, is subjective and based on our own personal experiences, on our background, on our baggage, on our strengths, on our weaknesses, on our prejudices, on what we want that truth to be. So when Rav Nosson writes in Likutei Halachos that the intention of David HaMelech in crying out and davening out, Hadricheni ba'amitecha, asking Hashem to madrich us in His truth, ba'amitecha daika. So Levi Yitzchak Bender says that it was really only David HaMelech who was able to be the one to ask that of Hashem. Because David HaMelech, we know from the Gemara Brachos, was turning Torah into tefillah all the time, and Sefer Tehillim, which is Torah, part of Tanakh, and tefillah. No more Sefer and Tanakh, that's more of a prayer than Tehillim that expresses the collective soul of the Jewish people, more than Sefer Tehillim. And the individual emotions and ups and downs of joy and brokenness, and excitement and Richuk and Kirov, more than Sefer Tehillim. And David HaMelech is davening Sefer Tehillim and turning Torah into tefillah and waking up in the middle of the night by the breeze coming through his window, a tikkun chatzos, and pouring out his heart before Hashem and his todos. So Levi Yitzchak Bender said that it was David HaMelech who was the master of tefillah, who turned Torah into tefillah, which is something we see all the time in Sichas Aran and Likutei Moran. We're learning all the time that elevating Torah to tefillah, not just an intellectual pursuit, but something which is an expression of our innermost selves. There's Dafka David HaMelech who said, Hadricheini ba'amitecha. Because a person who is mitbodeid, someone who's talking to Hashem, someone who's doing the practice and going out to the baseball field and talking to Hashem, in our own words, a few minutes, not mincha, not ma'ariv, not shachris, not kuveitim Torah, but kuveitim to have a conversation with Hashem that sometimes is difficult and sometimes is unnatural and sometimes it's hard, but ultimately, anyone who's thought about it or tried it for a little bit knows that that's the ikkar, that's the main thing. The main thing is not, though, I buy my wife a birthday card. Not do I check the box on the birthday, not do I buy the flowers on Shabbos, because that's what you're supposed to do. But between the lines, am I filling in the card? What am I writing in my own words? What about the times where I don't have to, so to speak? Are we opening up a channel, Beino Lebein Kono, between us and Hashem, in our own words, naturally, in moments of pain, in moments of joy, in just day-to-day moments, sharing, connecting, expressing the connection in his bodhidus. So only someone who is doing that practice, like David HaMelech, who was crying out Sefer Torah, who was davening out this Torah every night, and his bodhidus is able to say, Hajicheni ba'amitecha. Because a Yid who's doing his bodhidus knows, it's not my truth. My truth is my version of something objective, meaning it's completely colored by my own personal experience. But someone who's being the chazek in his bodhidus, someone who's doing the practice day in, day out, knows that beyond MS, there's something called MS Lamito, God's truth, top down. Not from where I am right now. Because when I'm 18, I see it one way, and then I finish on a bed, it's another way. When I'm in college and I have finals, it's another part of the truth. It gets a little more nuanced. And then, maybe there's a partner in the picture, there's another element of truth. And don't worry, your parents will tell you, when you start working for a living, and you have to put food on the table, and you have a mortgage to pay for, and car payments, you'll see that your truth is not so true. That there's also other aspects of that truth. And that's right. And then God willing, a bayit. And then God willing, children. And children who have homework, and baseball practice, and carpool. And then the truth that we had when we were 18, when we were on fire, hot from Shana Aleph, from somebody telling us Musar on Thursday night, that truth has now changed a little bit and become, I'm growing with it. That's called MS. That's all true, and that's all fine, and that's good. Hakol tov yafeh. The truth of Shana Aleph is true. The truth of Shana Bet is true. The truth of being a college student is true. The truth of being in a relationship is true. The truth of missing night seder for a date is true. The truth of a mortgage is true, and the parnasa, and etc., and etc., and etc., and etc. It's all true. So David HaMelech is asking, Hadricheni ba'amitecha, in your truth. I don't want emes, I want emes lamito. And that, I believe, it's Bender says, is something that only can be developed and cultivated through being mitbodeid. Through stepping out of ourselves and out of our day-to-day place and going to a place where it's just us and Hashem and putting it on the table and asking for it and wanting it. After he would often quote, he would often say, Rabbi Levitz would often say to the Chevra at the end of a shmuz, the end of a learning, he would often quote what Rav Nosson said after the histalkus of Rabbeinu when Rav Nachman left the world. He would krecht, and he'd say, Torah I have, tefillah I have, I daven, I learn, but tmimus von Heiligen Rebbein, but the tmimus of Rabbeinu, the pashtus, the simplicity, the humility to follow the instructions. Levitsky would say, Shogar Befiv, he would say that someone who's connected to Reb Nachman's Torah, the Breslov Chassid, that having a shver din v'cheshbon, you have a difficult din v'cheshbon. It's not just the Tariyak Mitzvos and Shulchan Aruch that we're going to have to answer for. But a Breslov Chassid is also going to have to answer, how come I didn't follow the Eitz of Rabbeinu? How come I didn't make time every day, a little bit, to talk to Hashem in my own words? Reb Nachman said that's the main thing. Person who's named Al Shem Rabbeinu, and I believe very much that as much as I believe Yitzchak Bender is called by the name of the Tzaddik, every single one of us who learns from Nachman is also called on the name of the Tzaddik. Anyone who gathers together to learn the Torah of the Tzaddik is also included in that base medrash. You'd say that that comes with a great price tag, the great responsibility. The price tag is that Hashem is going to ask us, knew you had a Rebbe who showed you the way. He points you in the direction of light, of happiness, of self-actualization, of fulfillment, of Yishuv Hadas. Pointed you in the direction of joyful living, of fulfilling one's potential, to make time every day, Hadricheni ba'amitecha, asking Hashem to show us your truth, emes la'amito. And the only way we could do that is with tmimus, with just wholehearted simplicity, following the Eitz of Rabbeinu a little bit every day, to talk to Hashem in our own words. And in that way, Be'ezrat Hashem will also be called Al Shem HaTzadik. Zchusi Yegei Aleinu. Al Kol Yisrael Amen.
Look.